Oh, be still and behold him. I'd like us to hear a couple of words from Ben and then from Reiner, I think the Lord has for us this afternoon, and then respond to those words and then finish our worship time. So Ben, if you come up first, and then Reiner.
Thank you. The words I had was from Psalm 56, verses 10 to 11. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? A sense I got was very much that we should really trust the Lord at this time, and we should also hold on to his word, hold on tight to his word. And then the saying, what can man do to me, will really come true if we hold on to his word, hold on to his trust.
On Easter Sunday morning in church, I couldn't understand or couldn't hear properly any of the words that were preached, the sermon. And I just turned to the Lord and said, Lord, what do you want to say to me? And I felt the Lord saying, I just remind you of what I said to you last year. And I said, what was that? And he said, you asked me a question. How much did you pay for me? And the question came out of the point that Jesus is my Redeemer. We've just confessed that in our praise, that we've each said that Jesus is our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend. And he says, how much did I pay? And at that time, Jesus gave me an envelope, and in that envelope was a death certificate. And that proves two things. The death certificate says and announces the death of Jesus. But Jesus, standing before me, giving me that envelope, means that he is risen. Not just for me, we've just confessed it. He has risen for each one of us. And so we can shout out, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that your Redeemer lives. Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, we're just going to take some time during this next worship song just to respond to that word. And maybe if there's somebody here who's struggling with that truth, my Redeemer lives, or maybe you're struggling with something else you've heard this afternoon proclaimed, please get prayer from somebody today, and even please get prayer during this next song if that's what you think the Lord, if you think the Lord's touching you in a particular way where this word speaks to you and where this word speaks to your heart, and you want the Lord to change circumstances, ask somebody to pray for you. But we're going to sing this song, Be Still, and let's allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us in this song, and expect him to touch our hearts in a new way during this next song.